prophetess Olivia Kofi Opata stands in the office of a prophet and evangelist with outstanding signs and miracles of healings that are associated with her ministry. One of the common testimonies after listening to her preach or teach is the revelation of the word and the opening of eyes to common spiritual truths that are almost startling. Hear her.
Darkness, my God, that is who you are. God says, as you move in our midst, we are changed as you move in our midst.
Hallelujah. You are changed this morning as the Spirit of the Lord moves in our midst. Hallelujah. You know, several times in the Bible, the Lord sends his prophets to go to specific people. Amen. Several times. There are more times that he has sent them to specific people than he has sent his prophets to a group. Amen. So this morning, I want you to believe that God has sent his prophet to you. Amen. When he sent Elijah to go to the widow woman, I'm sure she was living in a neighborhood. She was not living isolated in some desert land. It was in a neighborhood. Amen. But in spite of that, he sent him to her house. In the same way, this morning, you may have a neighbor standing by you. You may have a neighbor standing behind you. May have a neighbor standing before you, but believe that God has sent his servant to come specifically to you. Where you are standing this morning, God knows your address. You may be in number 1 Amara Olu Street, but when you take GPS, it can give you a specific location, it can take the specific coordinates. God knew about these coordinates and things long before Brother John and the rest started doing IT and all those things. Hallelujah. And so I want you to know that this morning God knows your coordinates. He knows your position in the east and in the west, in the north and in the south. And he has sent his servant to come specifically to that location. This morning, we don't have a stranger in our midst. Hallelujah. We have a prophetess born in the house, ministered in the house, powerfully ministering along and assisting our father, Bishop, in all the wonderful crusades all over Africa. Hallelujah. If you don't know anywhere they have not been in Africa, it's because they are going there. Hallelujah. I believe that very soon they'll start going to Europe and doing those campaigns. She ministers powerfully in the power conferences, and there are always miracles, there are deliverances, because God has anointed her with the Holy Ghost, and she stands to minister even as our Father himself has blessed her to do so. And so this morning I want you to know that God has prepared something special for you in particular. And so without wasting my time, I want you to give a clap offering. Let's receive Prophetess Olivia Kofi Opata.
We bless your name. You are welcome to episode 3.
Hallelujah! Of season one. Oh, I said that we have somebody here who has created the seasons for us. So there is no need for us to be afraid when it comes to the prophetic season. You are here and you are blessed to be here. I said, I don't know where you're coming from, but God says that you are blessed for coming. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to say thank you to Bishop Nia Jedu Ama. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you for being. It's right. It's accepted. Hallelujah. Thank you for being such a loving father, one who is always thinking about your children, making way for us. Hallelujah. All the services that go on here is because he believes that God has something for you. Oh, this morning, God has something for you, and you are collecting it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you are taking it. You are taking it. Hallelujah. Our mother is not here. Lady Pastor Adele. Oh, put your hands together with such a wonderful woman of God. So lovely, so caring. Wonderful woman of God. And I thank God for all the pastors and all the ministers who are here. And especially for my husband, Reverend Alex. He doesn't like it when I say it, but I have to say it. Amen. It's important. Hallelujah. And I'm so happy, as Bishop said, I've been ministering with Bishop Dagiwood Mills, our prophet himself. Hallelujah. I'm blessed to stand by him and to see all the things we see with our eyes and to hear all the things we hear with our ears. It's only God who can use a man like this. I say it's only God. And we thank God that we are connected to him. And the higher he goes, the higher we also go. So please put your hands together for Bishop Dagiwood Mills. So proud of him, so proud to be associated with him, so proud to say that I know him personally and I work with him personally. That's my bonus. Amen. I think Mrs. Baba is the one who saw a photograph of me and Bishop sitting by side by side. Then he sent me on my DP. He sent me a message and said, that's a privileged position, you know. Hallelujah. So this morning is a wonderful day. I don't care what you've been through, but I want to tell you. I'm telling you, this morning is a wonderful day. It's a wonderful day. You will receive. You will go out knowing that you have it. That what you came for, you are holding it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, lift up your hands right now to him. Lift up your hands right now to him. Lift up your hands right now to him. Lift up your hands right now to him and begin to tell him that you love him. Begin to bless his name and adore him. Begin to lift his name on high, exalt him. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We give you all the praise. We honor you. Oh, Jesus, we honor you. There is no one like you. There is none like you. Tell him no one else. No one else could touch my heart like you do. I could search, oh, I could search the world eternity, Lord. It's mine. There is none like you. Oh, sing to him, but there's none like you, Jesus. There is none like you. Also, no one else can touch my heart like you do. No one else can. begin to talk to him. Tell him there is no one like you. There is no one like you. This morning, I'm not looking to anyone. I'm looking to you. I'm looking to your word. What your word says. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you. Yes, 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 yes. This morning, I am here to pay attention to you and to your word. And to your word, and to your word, yes, there is none like you, Jesus. There is none, no. No one can touch my heart like you, too, Lord.
No one else can touch my heart like you.
Yeah, I can touch you. Tell him this morning rivers are going to flow. My rivers are going to flow. My rivers are going to flow. Talk to him, 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 talk to him.
I'm never be the same.
Holy Spirit, we acknowledge that you are here. We acknowledge that you are in the Word, the spoken Word. We acknowledge that your presence lives in us. We acknowledge that this place is full of your power. We acknowledge that your rivers are flowing. We acknowledge that your power is here. We have come and we will receive and we will never be the same again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Everything that held us bound has lost its power over us. In the name of Jesus. The grace of God is over this place. The power of God is at work. Angels of God are working. Thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Thank you for the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of your word. Today, the eyes of understanding is enlightened and we will know. We give you praise. We honor you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I'm briefly going to share the word of God with you. And I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to pray for you. And before the prayer goes on, you are receiving what God has for you this morning. Because in the word is what you need. A lot of people run around looking for something, not knowing that the power is in the word. Hallelujah. So I always say that when Angel Gabriel came to Mary, God was going to be incarnate. God was going to be made manifest, made flesh. And he did not bring lightning and thunder. He did not bring any extraordinary thing. But what did he bring? He brought what was extraordinary, was the word in his mouth. He came and said, Mary, you are blessed amongst all women. This and that will happen. And Mary, being a clever girl, knew that is not the brightness of the angel or the tallness of the angel. I remember one time when I was in what we call Anakazu, you know, Colegon Anakazu, when we started, that's where it was, the Bible school, our church's Bible school. And I went up to pray. Now when I was praying, something interesting happened. Suddenly, it's by the seaside, it's quite close to the sea. And suddenly God opened my eyes and I saw an angel in the midst of the sea standing there. And the amazing thing was that when he moved one of his leg, he was in my room. It was an amazing sight. So you can be amazed by the look of the angel and the name. So many people are looking for names of angels, but your personal angel's name is Mahatoha. What is that? I don't understand. There is no need. When Angel Gabriel came, he brought the word of God. So Mary realized that all the demeanor of the angel and the power and the glory, that is not it. That is not. It is because of where it's coming from. He's coming from the presence. He said that, I am Gabriel. Do you know who I am? I stand in the presence of God. So it's the presence of God that gives that power to the angels. And thank God that right now, the same God lives in us. And that's why Bible says that we will judge the angels. No. Angels are not going to judge. We are going to judge them. That's what the New Testament says. You better read your Bible carefully. So when he came, he spoke the word. And Mary, clever girl, she said, be it unto me according to your words. Be it unto me according. So a lot of people are praying, fasting, oh God, give me an angel, show me an angel. And the word is there. I'm sure the angels are also looking at you as you're praying that. What is he looking for? We all, the angels, we stand in awe of this word. This Bible that is lying by you, that you put down and you're praying 30 days fast to see an angel. Oh, if you meet the living word. Oh, I don't know if you are here. But if you have an encounter with the living word, the prophet said, he spoke the word and the word of God picked him up and set him on his feet. That is the word. That is the living word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this morning you are so blessed to hear these words. You are so blessed. And I know that by the time we finish with this morning's program, I'm telling you, you will know you've had an encounter with the word. Thank you for your word. The word has power in itself to fulfill itself. It's so wonderful. So this is episode 3 of Prophetic Rain. Hallelujah. Season 1. We will be telling people when they come here and the whole place is full, jam-packed and cars, and nobody's will say, look, we were there in season 1. Hallelujah. And not only that, but it was in season 1 that my husband came. It was in season 1. It was in season 1 that I finished that business deal. It was in season 1 that contract was given to me. It was in season 1 that I got that visa. It was in season 1 that I got that employment. It was in season 1 that even though the university had rusticated me, it called me back. Oh, is there somebody here who believes in what I'm saying? Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. So, I have been talking with two scriptures, Zechariah 10:1 and John 7:37. And in Zechariah 10:1, I explained to you, he said, ask ye of the Lord rain. So when you ask the Lord rain, he will give you bright clouds and then also give you the rain. He'll give you showers of rain. Hallelujah. So that is Zechariah 10:1. Now, I said to you that when you take the old covenant in the Old Testament and you just think that you will the way it is, and there is no difference between the old covenant and the new covenant, it's the same, it's one Bible, you don't understand. There is a big difference between the old and the new. If the old was all that it was, why should there be a new? So you get a new one because the old is torn, or the old is corrupted, or the old is not important again. And so if the new has come and you refuse to go along with the new, and you say, as for me, the Bible is the Bible, if the old covenant has said it, then no, you are cheating yourself. So I said that when Jesus came, because here he said, ask ye of the Lord rain. So in the old covenant, they had everybody say, God, send us rain. Then when the word became flesh, the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because that one also is in between the old and the new. It's not totally the new. Why? Because Jesus was not yet glorified. So when we read, you will see, he said that, this speak ye of the Spirit. Because Jesus was not yet glorified. He was not yet given, because Jesus had not died. His death did a fatal blow to the old covenant like that. Did. Because he was the old covenant that had come in manifestation. He was God made visible. God made seeable. That was Jesus. The words he was speaking was the Father himself saying it. It was when he said, blind Bartimaeus, what should I do for you? So he's saying, if the father had come down and had met blind Bartimaeus, that's what I'm saying to blind Bartimaeus. It's what he would have said. When he met the woman in adultery and they all had stones to stone, he said, if you have not seen, you'll be the first to cast the first stone. They all ran away. He said, woman, neither do I condemn you. It means that the God does not condemn anybody. If somebody is condemned, it's because you have condemned yourself by refusing to believe in the only Son of God. Only begotten Son, not only Son, because right now we have sons of God. Amen. So when the word manifest came, then he spoke and showed us the way to do it. He said, in the great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried. He said, is any man thirsty? Is any man here who is thirsty? He said, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. This is John 7:37. Let him come to me and drink. Because the scripture says that he that believeth on me, listen, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So you ask, which scripture says out of your belly will flow rivers of living water? Anytime you hear scripture in the Bible, it's only referring to the old covenant. Remember that the new covenant was not yet written. So anytime they say scripture, you should always be thinking of the old covenant. So he means that there is a scripture in the old covenant that said this about him. Can you imagine? But the new old covenant, because he was not yet seen, they could not even put Jesus there. They didn't know his name. So they couldn't say, God's son is coming. When he comes, he will say, they could not. So they wrote it as God saying, and which is Isaiah 41, 17 and 18. And then he began to describe what he's going to do. He said that the thirsty people, poor, are thirsty and seeking for water. And he said that I, God, I will answer them. I will make rivers to flow in the desert. Hallelujah. It looks like scripture can't come up here. Okay. So, I was talking about Isaiah 41, 17 and 18. He said, when the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue falleth, faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. 18, I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. Hallelujah. So Jesus was saying that when God was saying this in Isaiah 41, 17 and 18, he was talking about me. So he said, when you believe on me, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. It's amazing. So you see, because of ignorance, you can now write a song about showers of rain using Zechariah 10:1. And you will think, oh, that's all right. So you can write a song about there shall be showers of blessings. Because you think that, you know, Zechariah 10:1 says that ask ye of the Lord rain and he will give showers of rain. So you are right. But now we have moved beyond that. Jesus says that no, it's not just showers of rain that is coming to you. I have put rivers in you. Hallelujah. So the equation is fantastic. You come to Jesus to drink water, and then when you finish drinking the water, you don't have an extra bottle that you are going along saying, well, I've drunk water and I'm very full and I have an extra bottle in case I'm thirsty. No, you are going away with rivers inside of you. You will never thirst again. I say you can never thirst again. Hallelujah. So last week we looked at the definitions of thirst and all that. I did that to just show you what it means. Because the thirst there, he's saying that it's also literal. Like somebody is athirst. Somebody is thirsty, wants water to drink. And then also, it also figurative. And then he said, what is the meaning of being thirsty? He said, the thirst there, the Greek word for thirst there is, did anybody write it? What? Dipsao. Yeah. Dipsao. So D-I-P-S-A-O. Is that somebody's language? So dipsao. That's how we say it. We have to read it in English. Hallelujah. And I said that it means to be thirsty literally, want water. Also figuratively is those who are said to thirst are those who are painfully, they feel their want of something and eagerly long for those things to which their soul is thirsty for. They long for that thing. So if you are here and you are longing for something, so Jesus said, I came to solve that thing. Where you long for the thing, where you need the thing, where the thing has taken over. I don't know what it is. Sometimes that you, maybe you are here and the work you are doing is giving you too much stress. Too much stress. You don't know what to do with yourself. You just wake up and when you think about it, it's too much for you. Jesus has brought the solution. Hallelujah! Maybe you need a baby. Or you want a baby. Now, as you, I remember when I was having my first baby and I went to this popular maternity place. And so all the women, you see us, a lot of women, pregnant, some showing, some not showing. And so many of the women had come there because that was a place they were doing this modern day fertilizing of the egg and all those things. So in vitro fertilization. So you will see lots of women, they'll come and park their cars, walk out of their car keys, and they need a baby. And out of nowhere came this 15-year-old girl, heavily pregnant. She came to sit there. I have never seen anything. All the women, I'm telling you, they just did, shook their head. Because what we need, here is somebody who doesn't need, and has got so much, 15 years, what do you need a baby for? And here she was, she's brought it, and she's sitting there, waiting to see the doctor. And all these women who can pay thousands of dollars are in need of that. So I'm saying that whatever it is that makes you shake your head, oh, are you hearing me? Whatever it is that makes you shake your head, you see a child and they put ribbons, like how, you know, natural hair now. They put ribbons in the child, black, yellow, and you're just looking at it and say, oh God, when? Jesus says, come to me and drink. Come to me. Hallelujah. What it gives you meets that need and more. And this morning you're going to receive it. Oh, hallelujah. So that is for thirst. And then I explained drink. And I said drink is pino. And the pino means physically also. So the words are the literal one, and then the figurative, also taking water, drinking, or also drinking alcohol, imbibing alcohol. So maybe you are drunk, just be drinking. So that is it. And then, what is the figurative? Now listen to the figurative. It says, when we say figurative, metaphor, because it's not like Jesus was not saying, come and take a bottle of water and go and drink. So if you bring water and say, Jesus said we should bring water, you don't know what you are saying. It was not a literal water. Okay? So, figurative, he says, the figurative thing is that to thirst means to receive into the soul what you want and what will refresh you, what will nourish you, what will support you, what will strengthen you. Oh, hallelujah! Jesus says, what I give to you, it will support you. It will refresh you. It will nourish you. It will strengthen you. Hallelujah. And what is the meaning of these things? We will come to the meanings of them. But then the next thing we looked at was belly. And I said the belly, the Greek is koilia. And it represents the upper cavity of the body. But that is not what we're looking for. Or the womb. That's not what we're looking for. The heart is what we're looking for. And what is the heart? It means the innermost part of a man. That when a man is walking like this, we're saying that there are three chambers. Spirit, soul, and body. What you see is the body. But there is an inner man. An inner chamber that you do not see. It's not visible to the eye. But it is real. Yet, this body is also important. So the best way to explain is a bottle of water. Why do you go to get a bottle of water? Because of the water inside. But when you go, you don't say, stretch your hands and say, give it to me in my hand. No, it must be in a container. So this body is the container. Very important. Without this body, you cannot live on this earth. You cannot maneuver on the earth. Do you understand? So the inner man is the spirit of a man. And when you go to Proverbs chapter 10, 20, chapter 20, 27 says, the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, searching the innermost parts of his being. The spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, searching his innermost parts or his inward parts. Amen. So you when you go into a dark room or you want to rearrange things in your wardrobe, you there is no light, you take a candle and then you will be able to say, oh, okay, oh, this missing cloth is there. Oh my God, this one said, give, somebody gave to me, I've never used it before. Oh, you begin to see things that were not visible then because you have that candle. So he says the spirit of a man is that candle, and it is that which will show you what is inside of you. Hallelujah. So Jesus said that out of that innermost man will flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Then the final one I said was river. And I told you that river, drinking water, flowing stream, flood, and all that. Okay. Then I said living water. And I said literally it means water having the power in itself to exert the same upon the soul. So the soul receives that water and is blessed. And again, he says that it means that the soul will be refreshed, the soul will be strengthened, and the soul will receive power. Hallelujah. Then finally, the soul will be efficient. Hallelujah. So you can see that some recurrent words come in this thing that Jesus is describing. So listen, Jesus said, I will give you water. The water comes within. Now the water flows out. So he's showing you two things. There is the spirit that is within, and there is a spirit that is upon. They are two different things. The same spirit, but the spirit that is within, then the spirit that is upon you. So Jesus was saying, come to me and drink. When you come to me and drink, you will receive the spirit that is within. Hallelujah. And what is the spirit that is within? He said, little children, fear not. You are born of God. Born of God. Now, Jesus said to Nicodemus, he said, listen to me. Unless a man is born again, John 3:3, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless you are born by the water and the spirit. So, being born again is being born by the spirit of God. So when we become born again, when we receive our recreated spirit, you see, that's why it's very important for us to know what it means to be a new creature. I mean, the believer should not just be able to say, I am a new creation, I am a brand new man. Oh, all things have passed away, I'm born again. So is that all you know about the new creation? Then you are missing something. That's not all. There is so much to know about the new creation, because this is what Jesus came to do. Sometimes when somebody is going to marry and the person is going to marry just anybody, we say, no, you should not marry an unbeliever. The person is looking and say, you Christians, you really like to ostracize people and try to divide people and say, this is born again, this is not born again. The guy loves me. He loves me. I can see. When he sees me, I can even see it in his eyes that he really, really wants me. I don't know why pastor is so into the born again. It's not necessary. You are joking. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. What could drag God to come down on this earth is what you are saying is nothing. Because in the Garden of Eden, if the creation God did in the Garden of Eden was the best, he wouldn't need a new creation. But something happened to the man in the garden, and that is what Jesus came to rectify. He came to change that thing. Hallelujah! He came, and it was not just by mouth. He had to pay with his life, with his blood. He poured it out so that man can be born again. Can you make light of something like this? No. You cannot make light of it. Because, what I say, we are all children of God. We are not all children of God. We are all creations of God. But there are some who are children of God. John 1:12. To them that believe in him, he gave power to become the sons of God. So this kind of new creation. And no, Christianity is wonderful. Because do you know who was the first person to experience the new creation? Jesus himself. Yes. Have you forgotten on the cross? How can God cry out and say, my father, why has thou forsaken me? Because truly he was separated from God. Man died in the garden, spirit, soul, and body. Jesus had to also die, spirit, soul, and body. He had to. It was a spirit, soul, and body thing. In fact, it was after his spirit had been separated, go and say dead, in the spirit, we are talking about separation from God. It's not that a man falls down. No. It's not. That is not death. That is not death. No, that's not death. Real death is separation from God. So Jesus had to be separated from God's spirit in his spirit. So he was separated from God on the cross. Why? Because you were put on Jesus. It's not just our sins, our curses, our diseases. No, we were put on Jesus. We were put on. So that's why Ephesians 2 says, we died with him, we were buried with him, and we rose together with him. And now we're seated in heavenly places with him. Hallelujah. So we were put on him. We were put on him. We were put on him. So Jesus had to die spiritually. So when he said, my God, why has that fallen? It was because he was separated from God. He was dead. Spiritually, separated from God. So immediately he was separated from God. Now, physical death could now walk in. Because the main thing has been done, accomplished. And he could capture the body of Jesus. And that's when the Bible says he gave up the ghost and he died. So he died. He died in our place. When he went down there in hell. Because the Bible says, he who ascended is also the one who descended. So he went down there. When he went down there, he went to pay. And when justice was fully satisfied, you see, because now, there is a man has sinned. It will take forever for a man to pay for his sins, life for life. God has paid. So because God paid, eternity was compressed like that. Into 3 days. Eternity was compressed into 3 days. Jesus paid for it and he could rise again. So when Jesus was rising, he had to be recreated. His spirit needed that recreation. So he's the firstborn of those among the new creation. He's the firstborn. He's the firstborn. And thank God for what he has done. So Jesus was saying, out of that recreated spirit will flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. So the spirit within is how we were born. If the spirit of him who raised Christ from the dead, it was the spirit of God who went to do that work, that recreation. He's the one who went to do it. And so when he did it. What happened to Jesus? He did it for all. It was not just a Christ story. No, it is all men's story. It is for all of us. So what he had there is what we also have. So the spirit within, that's the spirit within. Now, the spirit upon, very important, because he said that when the spirit upon, that one will give you access to rivers flowing out of you. And remember, he never said, I will cause rivers to flow. No. Watch the Bible language. He said, out of your belly will flow rivers. Because we're born of the spirit, it's now easy for the rivers to flow. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm almost through with the message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now the spirit within, the spirit upon, say, the spirit of God is within me. I cannot hear you. I cannot hear you. Say, I am born of God. Say, I am born of the Spirit. You remember, born of the Spirit, washed in his blood. Born of the Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my... Okay, so we are born of the Spirit. And the Spirit of God is now your nature. The spirit of God is now your nature. Your nature. Not only that, but now that the spirit of God is your nature, you receive an ability. Ability. Why? Because I'm going to, when I'm ending, I will show you what you are supposed to do. And you are amazed. How am I going to do that? It's because the spirit of God is in you. And is now your nature. Hallelujah. Then, the spirit without or upon is the ministry. Oh, you receive because you are now a new creation. The ministry. And when I say ministry, it's not only doing church, which is ministry. Because there are people who are here who are going to be financiers of the gospel. Bishop is going to put up cathedrals all over Nigeria. Who is going to pay them? Now, who should pay that? Who should pay that bill? You are the one. You are the one. That is that. That's what that your one shop. You should not just say, I'm content. This one shop is. It's not okay. I say it's not okay. Hallelujah. You should not just get one contract, one big contract, and say, oh, I'm done. It's, no, it's not okay. It's not okay. You are going to get a contract upon 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 contract in the name of Jesus. Remember, in the spirit, words are not just, they are objects. So as I'm speaking contract, I'm telling you, when you say amen like that, you're catching them like that physically. Hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! That is why if somebody has come for something from you and has refused to pay, listen and listen carefully. In the name of Jesus, I've released it for you. Oh, hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In fact, if it's been 10 years, it's not over. Yes, receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. So that is the ministry, 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 ministry. So when the person becomes born again, the person doesn't need an anointing before he can operate this one. It's already there. Immediately we receive, we are born of the Spirit. And Jesus said, out of your belly, if you're a believer, he that believeth on me, he said, out of your belly will flow. He did not put any condition there. Or he said that, are you a believer? Do you believe in on me? If you don't have to be a pastor before these ministry gifts will begin to flow. All these spiritual gifts will begin to flow out of you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I said today the rivers of living waters are flowing out of you. They are flowing out of you. Hallelujah. So you see, sometimes when we come across the word spirit, it intimidates many people. And they think, oh, I can't do anything about the spirit. Who told you? Look at New Testament language. In the New Testament language, it said, be filled with the spirit. It didn't say, I will fill you with my spirit. No, it said, be filled with the spirit. In the New Testament language, it said, walk in the spirit. Ah, it didn't say, I will put your leg one after the other so that you won't miss your mark. No, it said, walk in the spirit. And the New Testament language, it said, desire spiritual gifts. It said, go after them. Go after them. Go after spiritual. You want to prophesy? Go after prophecy. Go after it. Go after it. Hallelujah. Then in New Testament language, it said, stir up the gift. Huh? I can stir it up. Stir up. Either song. Stir up. You can stir. And how do you stir? It's not like banku that will stir. Or pap that will stir. Stir means that take a fan and fan it. Boom, papa. Oh, stir up the gift of God. Stir up. Hallelujah. Oh, Ephesians 5. It says that be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Ha. So do you know how God demonstrated it? And now I'm closing. On the day of Pentecost, what happened there was very interesting. Pentecost is not anything that is very, very special. It's just 49 days after the Passover. So Jesus, you remember? Yeah. So Pentecost is 49. Pent, it means 50. So 49 days, 50th day. So they've been celebrating Pentecost, and Pentecost is people who have made Pentecost something. Say, on the day of, as the day of Pentecost, fire. One will be asking, which Pentecost? Pentecost is past. Hallelujah. So on that day, they went up there. Bible says that they just tarry in Jerusalem. Some people even do services they call tarry. Have you ever heard somebody say tally? I'm going to tally. So they needed to tarry because they were waiting for the Holy Spirit to come. When he came, he did not go back up. He's been here ever since. Ever since. Where is he? In you. And then upon you, causing rivers to flow. So now listen to it. And when verse 1. He said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all gathered together in the upper room. Then suddenly they heard the sound of a rushing mighty wind. And then the whole place was filled with the Spirit of God. And what happened? Cloven tongues of fire came upon, it was not within, upon their heads. God was just showing a picture of how every one of us, when the Spirit comes within, the Spirit comes upon, and you get fire, permanent fire on you. You don't have to say fire, fire, before fire comes. It is already on us. Hallelujah. Oh, tongues of fire. And this is where, this is the little point, and then I close. Listen, then he said, when they were filled with the Spirit, listen, he said, and they began to speak. They, it was not the Spirit, no, it was they began to speak. And look at the language, began. When I say you begin something, it means you continue. Good, yes, I like the way she's doing her hand. When I say began, it means that you will continue. Continue. And do you know the time they started? They started at 6 a.m. Remember when the people came, said they must be drunk. And Peter said, how can anybody be drunk at 9 a.m. at that time? It was 9 a.m. They were there at 6 a.m. So when the Holy Ghost came upon them, they prayed for 3 hours. 3 hours. Now, when somebody is you just 5 minutes. And you are expecting to see the things they were seeing. It's not possible. Began. It means when they went home, they continued. It means to church, they continued. It means they were coming for all nights, like tomorrow. Hey! Hallelujah! Began to speak. Speak in tongues. And you think it's only tongues they will say. Because see, Bible says that he that prays in tongues should also pray that you interpret it. I remember the first time I read this, I said, no. Because I know where I'm coming from. Coming from a background where I never went to Sunday school. Parents never took me. Church was not part of our lives. Never. Sundays, we'll make traditional Ghanaian food. Set it before you. And then beers of chilled beer will come from the fridge. And they'll open it. 2 years, 5 years, you will be drinking. This is the training I had. So coming from this background, I said, in my house, when you hear hey, and my father is sitting behind the wheel and driving to the hospital, it was because one of the kids had broken into his bar and drank something. Oh, that was it. Hospitalization was all centered around that. And so they said, okay, now we have to put up the bar up so the kids will not have access to it. But we were used to it. You have started it with us, so why wouldn't we continue? So we continued, not to speak, but to continue. So when God grabbed me at the age of 16, I was just looking at myself and said, how, God, you don't even understand what you are saying. You mean that I can pray in tongues and also interpret? It's not going to be possible. But I read the Bible. The Bible says, if you pray in tongues, you can also pray that you will interpret. And interpret is not as we think, means translate. No. That it shocked me one day when God told me, interpret the tongue. And I said, just one string of tongues. Then I began to speak myself, and I was amazed. Hey, and I was in my head, how can just one little, one small sentence mean all this? He said, it's not translate, it's interpret. Hallelujah. Decode it. That's what he's saying. And sometimes one small sign like this can mean paragraphs. Hallelujah. So this, I said, how is it possible? So I began to speak in tongues. You say we shall interpret. So I began to speak in tongues. And as I spoke in tongues, I kept quiet. Then I heard myself say, that's what shocked me. I heard myself say, Lord, I am praying. And I mentioned somebody's name. A name I've never known. I have no idea. Mention, I'm praying for this man because he's on admission at the teaching hospital. And the teaching hospital where I've never set foot, I don't even know how it looks like. I mentioned, and right now, listen to what I said. Right now, his leg is about to be amputated. Lord, heal him. Ah. I said, no. I opened my eyes. I said, Where was I? Well, I prayed in tongues again. Then I said the same thing, even mentioning his room, ward number, room number. I said, I looked at the 16-year-old girl. I said, God, you do amazing things. Then I lifted my hand. So it really encouraged, that thing encouraged me to believe and to pray in tongues. Pray and pray in tongues. Hallelujah. Look, you pray in tongues until, as you are speaking, you begin to say some words. And you yourself, you want to open your eyes and say, what are you saying? But that is the spirit upon, operating, rivers flowing for you. Hallelujah. Amen. The spirit of God upon you. So that when you wake up in the morning, before you shop, when somebody comes, oh, I have this business idea, before you sign with them, you pick it up. Contract, holding the contract. Make only mananiyandia. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. As you're praying, images will begin to float in your head. Those things, you don't take them for granted. Sometimes you get a pen, you even write them down. Have a phone, type it up. You'll be amazed. Sometimes we'll ask you, you just say, I feel, as I was praying, I felt like asking this man about this. That is it. That is God operating, rivers flowing for you. So it's not even just tongues and even interpretation, but listen, also praying in the spirit. Now let me tell you something. The Bible says that he in 1 Corinthians 14, he that speaks in a known tongue, he said, edifies himself, isn't it? He said when you speak in tongues, he said, my understanding is unfruitful. How be it in the spirit, he said, you speak mysteries. Now do you know that Paul was showing us how he did his writing for the new covenant, the new testament? Yes, because when I checked out that word mystery in the Greek, do you know what it meant? They said, anytime you're reading the Bible and you come across mystery in the Old Testament, he said, it was a rabbinic language referring to the Old Testament. Yes. So as you read Paul saying mystery is not just, it is, he's saying the Old Testament. So do you know what Paul did? Paul began to read Genesis, put the Bible before him, pick the Bible, his Torah, but Genesis 1, in the beginning God created, pray about that one verse. By his side, he began to understand. That is how he wrote it. Mysteries. So I'm telling you, every single person who is here who's got a spirit within, spirit upon, my God, you are going to speak life. You are going to understand mysteries. You are going to speak, and you continue to speak, and you continue to speak, and changes will happen in your life. Changes will happen in your life. Oh, hallelujah! So you see, what I've given you is equipment, tools to begin to use. So it's not like we've done something and I'll just pray for you, go home. But you yourself. I didn't know who taught me, but I remember my father had nothing, as I said, nothing to do with church. And I just felt, I saw this verse that said, your household will be saved in us, with you. I said, my father must be saved. First time my father was going for an all night, guess what he took along? He took student's mattress. Yes. When he came back, we're all, that was his first all night, so all of the whole family were all excited, going to see him. So when we went out, we saw him picking something from the car boot. Said, what is it? Said, oh, student's mattress. Said, you take it for the all night. So you thought that we sleep at the all night. You see, can you imagine someone like that? How are you going to pray for him to become converted? And I was there when, as I prayed over this man, he went to Bible school. Yes, he went to Bible school. This God is amazing. Oh, I said, this God is amazing. This morning, the Spirit of God in you and the Spirit of God upon you. is going to give you access to miracles, unending miracles, unending miracles, unending miracles, unending miracles, miracles that are mind blowing miracles. Oh, hallelujah! I don't know whether you've seen the post. Somebody sent me a post on my prophetess page, and I was so excited. I went for all answer night at Collegono. The Holy Spirit said to me, there is somebody here, if you do not pray for, you go to jail for 10 years. So I began to announce, there is somebody with a court case, 10 years. The judge says 10 years. Nobody was coming. 10 years, 10 years. Suddenly I saw a young girl running towards me. I said, you have a court case? No, my father. The person who had even brought her to the program was surprised, because said, I saw your father had a court case, you didn't even tell me. He said, because the judge had told him on Tuesday, said, listen to me, as you go home and you come back, no, Friday, as you go home and come back, prepare yourself, 10 years, I'm going to put you in jail. He was told verbally. When the girl came, everybody was mourning. I laid hands on her, said, I cancel that case. And I said, when I said, the case is over. I'm telling, listen, the thing that this is what you should know. You see, when the surgeon is holding his tools and is working, we allow him, because we know that he knows something that we do not know. But when people come to church and they see pastors prophesying and say, and we make fun of it. Even somebody did a song in Ghana saying, I give you 1 million, I give you 10 million, I give you a child. He thought it was a joke. Yes, he made a pop song out of it. We're dancing to it. I said, you don't understand. You won't go to the surgeon and say, what are you doing? The person is suffering from here. You've gone to cut here. Why? What's the meaning of that? You leave him because you know. So in our spiritual realm, we will continue to speak. Hallelujah! We will continue to speak. We will continue to say it. Say it and say it and say it. And we will see it manifest. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, rise up wherever you are. Rise up wherever you are. Hey, I said the case is over. The case is over. Then she went. Father was looking at it. Asked everybody in the house. Father is home for just 3 days. He's going to jail for 10 years. Everybody was mourning. He went back smiling. Father said, we saw him. What's wrong with my daughter? Then on Sunday, morning devotion, said that you are not going to prison. He said, it's like the poor girl sounded like she was mad. How can you say this? He went on Tuesday. The judge took his file, threw it out. I'm no more interested in the case, because the person who had brought the case himself said, I'm not interested. 10 years, he said. He said, it's been four. That's what he wrote. It's been 4 months. I don't know you, Prophetess Olivia. I've never seen you before. But 4 months, what you said has happened for me. I'm a free man. Hallelujah. Listen. Believe. Because it's happening for you. Only believe. Lift up your hands this morning. Fantastic miracles. Now let me show you what God said to me. God said to me, anytime a man comes in faith to me to receive, he said, this is what is there. You come, $1 is here, $10 is here, he said, $100 is here, 1,000, 10,000, 1 million, 100,000, 1 million, 1 billion. He said, it's there. It's you. What you will select. It's what you will select. Some people come and they will go for the $1 all the time, going for the $1. Some people, it's the same faith. It's the same faith you used to receive. If you give me 10 million, it's the sum that I'm going to use to collect. If you give me 1 million check, if you give me $1 check, I'm going to collect it with the same hand. I don't need a lot of hands to collect. It's the same thing. So when you come to God, you must believe that He is. Believe right now, today. This thing I'm bringing, this is the end. I am never going to cry about this. I am never going to. It is over. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. lift up your hands this morning, fantastic miracles are happening. I said that because suddenly I was seeing the congregation that God was doing miracles for people. And the Holy Spirit said, tell them that they should not ask for small things. It is not you are not the one going to bring it to pass. He is the one. He is God. He is not your mother. He is not your father. He is not your brother. He is God. And what he has said in his word will come to pass concerning you. Lift up your hands to God. Look, somebody here who wants a visa, I'm telling you, you are getting the visa in a fantastic way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, lift up your hands to him. 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 Yes, 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 yes. Begin to talk about that thing. Talk about it. That particular thing. Talk about that particular situation. Talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey. Oh, send me more on a sheet, Telebroniane. Esune mama la mi muruna ne toba brana. Inele ma kongela ba jeita raba suto roboda. Ilelele mi orone santa na na no le mara. Iori shente la bruna mandala brani anea. Esoro daya daya kongela ba yada. Oye le bruni ane la masaturi anea. I kongele hame nutana kole brana. Iloro de zaye taye la ye ane halea. Oye la mi ngotane la nesoko narana. Oh yeah 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 yeah. On that Saturo Maya no, ene nurana ya noronea. Oh yeah yeah, chaso ya ya ya. Orea lata ye gogole go. Yeah yeah dia do 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 do. Anda sinyane la marabia tumoronea. Onle singara maturia le sheikara mama. Uruna se yoronea na rami yoronea na. O Señor le brocamande, on le meranda ya no taya, on se la braniande ya, ya no roga ya. Oh Jesus, 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 mandoro ya na handoro ya, on la bande ya, oh, en el ya que sobre me ande ya, en el ya que se charanda ya. So me andana na ria la paria de shito le ka ye 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 oh na oh na oh na isolo bronana chole bode ale o le 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 ora dia tume me o le le dia turu da la re dia de 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 illo rodea I swear with him, I swear upon you. Let us have living waters. Oh yes, 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 yes. Oh yeah, la radio, la da ya da ya kolaba. Oh yeah, la radio, la da da. Uze, ze, 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 ze. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Ula sarama ole ya to. Itoro kundela. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Only for my Narana, oh, ta 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 ta. Oh, Kalara, do you get a la 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 la? Oh, Kayano, oh, Yelika, oh, I can say, oh, Rama, oh, ah, the Satayano Rama, oh, Satayana, Masoteleka, eh, Yalabarana, Olea, eh, Yalabayako, eh, Saragaya, say. Oh yeah, rede so da ya da ya. Oh ya 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 ya. Hey, it's all about that shonana. Oh, rada sa ya da ba da ya da. Oh, let the rivers flow, let them flow, let them flow, let them flow, let them flow. Oh, let them flow, let them flow. Oh, let them flow, let them flow. Oh, let them flow, let them flow. A spirit within, a spirit upon. A spirit within, a spirit upon. A spirit within, a spirit upon. And they began to speak. Open your mouth and speak. And continue to speak. I am not your father.
Ya Oh La Ataya Turuda Malaria Dea Ayara Dea Ayara Dea Ayara Dea Oh La Baya Dasaya Ayara Desaya Oh Rada Shekara Baya Holy Spirit Jesus Oh Jesus Your presence makes me whole. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, oh Jesus, your presence makes me whole.
Oh, let's sing again to Jesus, come on.
Jesus, oh Jesus,
oh sing to him.
Jesus. Oh Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, your presence makes me whole.
Oh, let's sing to him, Jesus. Look to Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus,
oh Jesus, oh Jesus,
oh Jesus,
Jesus, oh Jesus, your presence.
Jesus, oh Jesus, come on!
Jesus, oh,
oh
Jesus,
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 oh Jesus, oh Jesus, come on!
Jesus, oh Jesus. Your presence makes me whole.
Sing again, Jesus, oh Jesus, come on.
Jesus, oh Jesus,
oh Jesus,
Jesus,
oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus.
Jesus, oh Jesus, your presence makes me whole.
Oh, the Lord is doing something fantastic here, and I want your heart to be directed towards this Jesus. The one who died for you and gave his life for you. He's given you a new spirit. Recreate a spirit. You are a new man. You are a new man. Oh, lift your hands to him right now. Oh, lift your hands to him right now. Ah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus, 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 oh Jesus, oh, oh
Jesus,
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. We give you the praise. We honor you, Lord, for what you've done. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Bless you. Yes, Lord, you are my Savior.
All this deeper light in the darkness. My God, God is who you are.
Oh, we're saying to you, Lord Jesus. Pray for three people. Someone here with, you have problems with the authorities in the university, but in your school. I don't know which school it is, but I can see that they are about to send you out of the school. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for somebody. The Holy Spirit revealed to me the person had an injury when you were a baby, when you were a child. And it has affected your genitals. It has affected you. And I want to pray for you. Then I also heard Onyikachi, something, a name like that. I don't know. Is there anybody here like that? I don't know. Murphy, is that your name? Really? Please come. Is there anybody by that name? Only Murphy. Thank you. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands.
Oh, yeah. Move the numbers. I worship you. I worship you.
Jesus. you, Lord Jesus. This is it. What is the meaning of your name, Murphy?
Nobody past God. Nobody.
No one is bigger than God. God is supreme. Now, that name is a prophetic word for you. Today, from today, up and down is seasoned from your life.
Amen.
Up and down, up and down. Because I see a being who has been pushing you down. So it's like he is in water trying to catch a breath. The thing will push him back down. Struggles, tries to resurface. The thing will push you down. But from today, you are experiencing freedom. Receive your freedom right now. Receive your freedom right now. Jesus has performed for you. Receive it right now. The power of God is all over you. His spirit that is upon you. All over. All over. Receive. 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 Receive right now. Receive. Receive. It's happening. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Yes.
My God.
Holy Spirit. Oh. It's happening for you. From today. Your word over him as in Christ is supreme over anything, any evil hand, any evil being that was pushing him. Today, you are free. Receive it. Receive it. And from today, I declare over you. I declare over your finances. It is changed forever. You are going to write today's day down, and you are going to say, this was the day that everything changed. Holy Spirit, he is here. Inside of you.
Amen.
He is in charge. He is here. Your freedom has come.
I worship you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bend in every heart.
Bend
in every heart.
I worship you,
Lord.
I worship you.
Oh,
you are
here.
Something has been monitoring you and pushing you under. Come and join him, because there is the power of God that is here to set you free. Is here. Thank you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Many lives around
turning lives around. I worship you.
Just lift up your hands, because you are taking it right now. That freedom, that freedom to go up. Yes.
Yeah.
heaven, oh Jesus, I'm canceling sickness in your future. Anything that wants to tie you to a wheelchair, after that, in the name of Jesus. In Christ, there is not such a thing in your destiny. And we reject it. And we refuse it. Hallelujah. It has failed. It has failed. Receive. Receive. Receive right now. In the name of Jesus. Receive an impartation. Receive. The power of God is all over you. Receive. Receive it right now. Receive. 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 Because I heard he has cried for the first time, he will cry a second time. But God saw them and saw their diabolical things, and God is sending the word. So this word, that in Christ, being in a wheelchair, having any sickness is not part of your destiny. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Today it is cancelled. Your work is cancelled. Your plan is cancelled. And the power of God is all over you. Holy Spirit, another dimension of ministry. Receive. Receive another dimension of ministry. Hey, Holy Spirit. Miracles, miracles in your ministry. Miracles in your ministry. Miracles in your ministry. These hands will lay on the sick and they will rise up. Receive, never the same again. Oh, yes,
glory, glory, hallelujah.
Everything, come on,
everything we think about you.
Disappointed by life. So it's like a house. You are disappointed with the house. So you took the key and threw it into a river. Now the Holy Spirit has fished for the key again. And I see that the key is like gold in your hands. Something powerful is happening to you. Your life is not over. You have reached another junction in life where everything you touch will turn to gold. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I declare a new heart for you.
Yes.
A new heart for you.
Yes.
And new hearts for you.
Yes.
A new heart for you.
Yes.
A heart to be married again.
Yes.
A heart. That's what I heard. A heart to be married again.
Yes.
Oh. Your latter end will be greatly increased. I say your latter end will be greatly increased. Because you will sit in your own house with your husband and your children. And you will rejoice. Every day of life will be party time for you. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it right now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Never say that again. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Your power. It's happening for you. Now, in the name of Jesus, I am taking authority. Now, I pray, I called you people for because you feel something is opposing you. Now, whatever happened in your hometown concerning your first husband, it was not just a sickness. It was planned. Now, in the name of Jesus, I kiss the roots of that thing.
Amen.
I kiss the spirits that are operating, that which was used against him. I kiss it in the name of Jesus. And I pray for your daughter. She will not experience it. It is broken.
Amen.
It is broken.
Amen.
It is broken.
Amen.
Receive it.
Yes.
A full impartation. Newness of life. Newness of life. Newness of life. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In the breath. Oh, hallelujah.
Everything I sing about you is great.
Oh, lift up your hands and tell me you are great. Right now, something powerful is happening in the spirit realm. Everybody who is here, who is watching, who is listening, whatever it is, wherever you are, I see angels flying to these people.
Amen.
Flying to these people. Presenting them with their gifts. Presenting them with their freedom.
Amen.
Wherever you are standing, receive it. Receive it right now. The power of God is coming all over you. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. The power of God. The power of God. Receive, receive, receive. The power of God. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Yes. 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 Receive, 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 receive. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. I'm canceling any demonic cancelled. It's cancelled in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Lord said, somebody here who is HIV positive, receive your healing. Wherever you are, receive it right now. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus, healing is taking place for you now. Now, now. I declare in the name of Jesus. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Yes. You lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Who is the person who has problems with the authorities in the school? Where are you? Where are you? Somebody was in the school. Problems with authorities in your school. If it's you, please lift your hands and shake, or shake your hands and let me see that it's you. The Lord. Okay, somebody should stand in front. Lift up your hands. Holy Spirit, a miracle and a turnaround. The one who is a failure is getting first class honors. Receive it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, receive it.
Amen.
Receive it. Receive it.
Amen.
Receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you,
Lord.
Oh, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you.
We will give you all the praise as we raise our hands. With pleasure in our hearts, we raise our voices.
Lift your hands. Okay. Lift your hands. Holy Spirit. Now, if you have visa, you put visa, come and stand behind him, because I'm praying for. What I saw was that somebody has received visa. Received visa. You have received it. It is happening for you in the spirit realm. It is happening for you in the spirit realm. It is happening for you in the spirit. It is happening for you in the spirit realm. I take it for you right now. Receive it. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. Take it. Take it. Take it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, I'm canceling disappointment, promise, and fail over your life. In the name of Jesus, I cancel promise and fail. 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 In the name of Jesus. I cancel promise and fail. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Right now. Right now. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Yes. 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 Receive. Receive. From today, promise and fail is over in your life. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Thank you, Jesus. Hold on. Hold on. The Holy Spirit said to me, cancel promise and fail in his life. Have you experienced promise and fail?
Like 2 years ago.
What happened?
We established a business and an uncle of mine said, you support financially. So we grew to a level that we needed the financial support.
So is the business collapsed? It has collapsed. Lift up your hands. All that you've lost for those 2 years is being restored to you.
Yeah.
Receive, and more than that. I see you standing here and test of what God has done. In the name of Jesus, I declare it over your life. I declare it over your life. I declare it over your life. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Lift your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Receive.
receive, 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 receive. Take it in the name of Jesus right now. Thank you for what you have done. I speak over your vessel in the name of Jesus.
Everything we see about you is praise.
In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. You are representing them. Okay. He says, five of them going to Spain. They are footballers. He's representing them. In the name of Jesus, this is the miracle that is happening for all five of you. In the name of Jesus, the angel of the Lord, I command you, take visa application and let it be highly favored. And let them be given more than they are asking for. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that as they go, doors are open for you over there. In the mighty name of Jesus, say beautiful testimony. We give you praise because you have done it already. Ah, yes, you have done it already. We give you praise, Lord, for what you've done. Take it to my grace. Thank you, Lord. 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 Satan's power is walking over your life. Satan's power is broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you've done. The power of heaven is broken. Jesus broke it. Jesus broke it for you. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. I test that spirit that is running rampant in your family. I bind the spirit of divorce. I bind the spirit of divorce. I bind the spirit of divorce. I take authority over you. In the name of Jesus, you cannot operate in their life. From today, in the name of Jesus, be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Experience the freedom that comes from the Holy Spirit. Experience the freedom that comes from the Holy Spirit. Experience the freedom that comes from the Holy Spirit. Experience the freedom that comes from the Holy Spirit. Experience the freedom that comes from the Holy Spirit. Experience the freedom that comes from the Holy Spirit. Experience and experience by the power of the Holy Spirit. Go into your spirit realm right now. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. From today, that evil spirit will not be able to run rampant over your life. In the name of Jesus. 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 Receive. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me show you something. As I was praying for her, I saw that what happens is that when before the women get married in your family, an evil spirit goes ahead of you into your husband's home, and then they begin to operate. Hey, that thing is broken by your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive. Receive. Receive and be free. I curse that evil spirit. Your power is broken over her life. Your hold is broken over her life. Your hold is broken over her life. Your hold is broken over her life. She will not experience divorce in the name of Jesus. She will not experience in the name of Jesus. That evil spirit is ejected out of your marital home in the mighty name of Jesus. From today, I declare everything in your home, everything in your home is covered by the power of God, by
by the power of God. By the power of God. Experience the power of God in your family. Right now, right now, right now. In the name of Jesus, experience it. Listen, receive it. Jesus, lift up your hands. Do you know that what you came to stand here, God has done it for you? Do you know? Do you know that? Lift up your hands. The name of Jesus, I take authority over every sickness in your body. I cast it in the name of Jesus. And I declare that the power of God has broken that sickness. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. Receive your healing. 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 Receive your healing right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit, thank you. Thank you. Satan, your hold is broken. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. You are the mighty, mighty God. That thing wants to come to you. But we are canceling it in Jesus' name. We are canceling it in Jesus' name. We are canceling it. Do you know, because of that, he's not going to get any. Because of that, he can't make progress. The progress he's supposed to do, he's not able to do it. Because now he's wasting money and all that. But God is delivering you from that same life. Lift up your hands. Holy Spirit, thank you for what you've done. Satan, your hold is broken over this life. Anything you planned for his brother and for him is cancelled in Jesus' name. Now declare the power of God all over you. Receive the power of God in Jesus' name. Receive. I hear financial breakthrough. Receive it. Receive. Lift your hands. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. From zero, he's going into the millions. I declare over your life. I declare over your life. I declare over your life. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive. Right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Right now in the name of Jesus. Every hold over your finances is broken in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for the spirit. Thank you for the spirit. Now speak into your bank account. I speak into your bank account. In the name of Jesus, receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you've done. Amazing story. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I hear multiplication. God is going to multiply. Father, thank you. Thank you for what you've done in Jesus' name. Oh, lift up your hands.
Raise your voice.
Holy Spirit, thank you for what you've done. Oh God, anything that has been fighting you from today is under your feet in the name of Jesus. It is crushed. You will go up, and not come down. You will go up, and not come down. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I take authority
over any evil spirit of bitterness, anything between you and your father, that thing is cancelled in Jesus' mighty name. Because what attacked your father is what is also going to attack you. Now in the name of Jesus, from today, it is over. It is over. It is over. It is over. In the name of Jesus. Oh, lift up your hands to the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And I will daily lift
Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. I see a table and I see a paper, very important document on that table. Now, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for you. Whatever it is about that document that is on your heart, I declare a miracle over it right now. I declare a miracle over it right now. Amazing miracle, outstanding miracle. In the name of Jesus, I see the thing. I see 5, 2, and comma, but I cannot see the rest of the figure. 5, 2, comma. In the name of Jesus, don't know whether it's 52 million, I don't know what it is. In Jesus' mighty name, receive, 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 receive. It's being done right now. It's being done right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, and Lord, I pray concerning your wife. I don't know whether it's your wife, but I see a woman. Whatever trouble is between the two of you, now the Holy Spirit is working on it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, Holy Spirit, thank you for what you've done for into his life. In the name of Jesus. And taking depression, depression out of him. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Receive. Receive, 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 receive right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God says, I should tell you, every word I have spoken here will not fall to the ground. It will be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. 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 Holy Ghost, we give you praise for what you've done. I'm speaking to your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. For what God has established and done in you in the name of Jesus. The walls of limitations, I break them right now. And I declare that what Jesus has done for you must manifest. Receive it. Receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Victory, victory, victory. Walk in the victory. Walk in the victory. Walk in the victory. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. I see you in a boxing bout. Hey, Kolashito Romania. Now I hear victory is for him on this round. That thing is going to sit down and regather and come against you. But now, here's a prophetic word. It is cursed from the root. It will never rise up again. It is dead from the roots. It will never bear fruit again. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive all that God has for you. You will not let a drop fall to the ground. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. I curse any pain in your chest. I curse any pain in your chest, I curse it. I command you, you are dead, you will not be able to operate in this chest again. You will not jump again. It is over in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord.
There is power.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Headaches that you don't understand. They are not simple headaches. They are very bad signs. Now God is healing you right here, right now. It's not just headaches that God is healing you from, but major things. Major things. In the name of Jesus, the chain of diabetes, hypertension, stroke is cancelled over your life.
Amen.
What will take you into the hospital is cancelled over your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What takes lives and cuts life short is cancelled over your life in
Amen.
Jesus. And now the Holy Spirit says, listen, he says you will build and build again. Hallelujah. Can you look at me? Please, are you building?
I'm always building.
You are with a that's what you do.
I have properties.
You have properties. Now the Lord says that you will have again. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? It means that what you have, he says, is that's not it. You can sit down and say, I'm okay. He says it's not it. There is more. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Receive. He that has.
Hey.
He that has. More is being added to you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Right now. Right now. I declare open doors over you. This person that was dead and is connected. In the name of Jesus. I declare open doors. Open doors. Open doors. Open doors. I see three open doors. Hold on. I see you walking. You take two steps. You take three steps backward. You take two steps. You take from today. That thing is cancelled over your life. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive the power of God over your life. Receive right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Maki shekorobode ada. Lizaranda sute yeneri andulo bruda mande eyede. But who is this? He calls himself your friend, but he's the one conniving against you. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray for your eyes to be opened concerning this person. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I declare that any trap that has been dug for you, they will fall inside. In the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, what he lost in his youth is coming back to him. And now he will fly. In the name of Jesus, receive the ability to fly. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you that these legs are free to walk forward. These legs are free to walk forward. These legs are free to walk forward. Lord, you've done it. You've done it. You've done it. Lord, thank you. I hear somebody saying that you've done, you are the first person to do something in your family. It will not just be that, but you are going to do more. And nobody will be able to stop you. And nothing will be able to stop you. The power of God is all over you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We give you praise. Who is in worry? Who is in worry? Who is in worry? I hear worry, worry, worry. In the name of Jesus. You've done it, Lord Jesus. I declare your word is fulfilled in Jesus' mighty name. Your power, your power, your power, your power, your power, your power is fulfilled right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it, receive it, receive it, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you've done. The power of the devil is broken over these lives. Thank you for freedom. Thank you for freedom. Thank you for freedom. Receive, 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 receive the power of God all over you. Receive, 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 receive right now. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost. Masiye deri ali santoro bodeya daya li edeye deye deya ya orashiya tadaya. Possess it, possess it, possess it. In the name of Jesus, bring her. Holy satarabatu dorobobo. Possess it. Possess it, possess it. God has given that place to you. Possess it in the name of Jesus. Possess it, because out of that place, oh God, out of that place is your blessing. Possess it right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Lift up your hands. Receive, 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 receive. Holy Spirit, this is confirmed. This is confirmed. This is confirmed. I hear 10 of them. I hear 10 of them. I hear 10 of them. Receive all 10 in the name of Jesus. Receive all 10. 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 10 of them receive them. Thank you, Lord. It is supernatural. It is supernatural. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Thank you. Now, I see a hand. I said 10 of them. It will bring out something like that and wave it. One. Wave the next one. Two. Wait till 10. Receive it. It's happening for you. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Thank you for what you've done. We give you praise. We honor you, Lord. You've done it. You've done it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I've gone beyond the time. Please forgive me. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you for what you've done. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I see God picking you up and putting you in a new place. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. I hear divine provision. Divine provision. Supernatural provision. Receive it. Receive it. You won't even understand. Where did they come from? I don't know. Who gave it to you? I can't even tell. That is your story. Receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for healing. Thank you for healing. Thank you for healing. Somebody stood here and received. I thank you that he is also receiving. In the name of Jesus, it's happening. It's happening right now. In the name of Jesus, it's happening right now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it right now. Receive it, receive it, receive it. It's happening for you. 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 It's happening. It's happening in your very spirit. It is there. It is there. It is there. Let it break out in you in Jesus' mighty name. Receive it. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. So, we will end here and do episode 4. Hallelujah. There is so much that God has done Amen. Now, I said to you, this is in the spirit realm. It is done. Say amen.
Amen.
I say it is done. Say amen.
Amen.
I say it is done. Say amen. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We give you glory. I declare that every word spoken will not fall to the ground.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, it's got power in itself to fulfill itself. Thank you, Lord. And it's released and it's working totally in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you've done. 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 Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I see you running around with your children, but it's not your old house. It is a new house. Receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Receive it. Receive this miracle. Receive it. Thank you. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Receive. Receive. In the name of Jesus, receive. 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 Thank you, Lord. Now, God is going to make you what He wants you to be, no matter what anybody thinks. I don't want you to be thinking of your house and the witches there. You are too engulfed in that. You must begin to look at what Jesus has done. From today, I declare that all those things that you think the witches have done, they are nothing. Witchcraft, it is nothing. And what they have done has amounted to nothing in Jesus' name. I declare, Holy Spirit, your power over his life, that he will experience what you have for him. In the name of Jesus, receive, receive, receive the power of God. Receive the power of God. Receive the power of God in the name of Jesus. Receive the power of God. 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 In the name of Jesus. The witches, what they have done is nothing. Because where God is taking and what is going to happen in your life, they will be amazed. They want to come to you for help themselves. In the name of Jesus, receive it. Holy Spirit, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. He has done it all. We thank him. Amen.